Welcome to Sincerely Trish. Through stories, memories, and life lessons, Trish will offer insight in how to live your life with meaning, purpose, and love, even when faced with the unimaginable. Let's roll.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 13, and I really want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule, and I know how busy you are right now, to take the time to listen. Thank you. The last episode, I told you how important it was to tip your mail carrier or your paper carrier. I happen to be getting my house painted, and the gentleman painting my house is working two jobs for the simple fact that life is very expensive and it's always so difficult to make ends meet. So he delivers the newspaper to close to 400 houses, and as of today, he's received 9 tips. He doesn't even open the cards. He stacks them, and he said he's going to open them on Christmas morning. I can tell he's disappointed that he's only received 9 envelopes. And if possible, I encourage you to make a statement to tip the people that service you, that UPS, the paper carrier, the mail carrier, and just write down in the card, you are important, what you do matters, here's a little something. And you know, it really doesn't matter what the amount of money is. It's the recognition, it's feeling worthwhile. And I know it's easy to think, oh, it doesn't even matter because he delivers the paper to 400 people. Who cares about me? But you do matter very much, and you can be the person that really makes the difference. Today, I want to talk to you about being there. The new expression going on around is, time is the new money, because nobody seems to have enough time. But I can guarantee you that there's no greater way to spend your time than encouraging others. So to be there for our kids, to be there for other people's kids, to be there for our parents, to be there for other people's parents. When you expand out and you're there for others, your satisfaction with your life will grow and grow. Recently, we went to watch a high schooler on the street perform in her school play. And I'll admit, it was a Friday night, and my husband and I were kind of exhausted. What are we doing this for? Well, we went, and we so enjoyed it. Just getting a peek into her life and to all the people that surround her and to see her talent and to be so entertained. Why, it was just wonderful. We now feel closer to her. We feel like we can really celebrate her talent, and it was such a great memory. I loved it when my kids were growing up and getting to know their friends and becoming part of the lives of their friends. The family that lived across the street from us had a son who played with our son, Evan, every single day. His name was Abe. Abe is very tall, and he was a basketball star. I so enjoyed going to his basketball games and feeding him at our table and taking him out to different events with us. And I photographed him a lot, and his brother and his sisters and his mom and dad. I photographed different events the family had, like their proms, but mostly they were just candid pictures. And when I would go into their house and I would see my photos that I took framed, and I would see that all the kids used my picture as their profile pictures on, you know, media, on social media, I'm going to tell you, my heart would skip a beat. Well, Abe was ever so close to Evan, but because they were all so close in age, Abe also got very close to Natalie. And it's not hard to fall in love with Natalie. It was very, very easy. And when I say that, it wasn't a romantic love. It was completely love of admiration. They would encourage each other. They knew they both wanted to step up and raise the bar for this generation. Abe is now an assistant principal in Detroit, and he is here as my guest to share with us what it meant to grow up across the street from Natalie.
Hello, my name is Abe Miller, and I grew up across the street from the entire Lewis family. Natalie's older brother, Evan Jr., has been my best friend since I was 9 years old. Because Evan was Natalie's older brother, but her and I were the same age, we had a brother-sister dynamic from the moment we met. I quickly became a de facto member of the Lewis family. I was welcome into their home on a daily basis, and my brothers and sisters and the Lewises shared everything. I'm such a member of their family that Mrs. Lewis has more pictures from my childhood than my own mom does. The crazy thing about my inclusion into the Lewis family is that politically and religiously, my views and my parents' and family's views were different than that of the Lewises. And yet, the sacred bond of people and love connected us in a powerful way. I can remember growing up with Natalie, talking with her and her mom about the trials and tribulations of preteen and teenage life, getting to weigh in on her life and her on mine, on things like school, fashion, sports, and boys and girls. Going to her swim meets, and seeing her face and her parents' face at my basketball games. It was an amazing thing and time to share my childhood with Natalie and the entire Lewis family. The connection we had runs as deeply as any connection I'll ever have. I moved away from Buffalo, New York to Detroit, Michigan after college. And I remember when I got the call that Natalie had gone missing. And then when I got the call that she had passed away, the world stopped. And for over a week, I floated numbly, unable to find any meaning in my own life or the world. When I was finally able to go back to Buffalo for the wake and the funeral, I was asked to be a pallbearer. And it was in that moment that I began to find purpose again. It was when I was able to be with my adopted family and the many, many people who I love and who love me because of my connection with Natalie and the entire Lewis family. Natalie represents the love, that love and positivity are far more powerful than difference and negativity. She embodies the sacredness of the human spirit and the amazing and enduring ability that people have to connect with others when what they show the world is love. Natalie was and is a sister to me, and the Lewises will forever be part of my family. I am thankful for the bonding power of love and how it transcends all things. When I think of Natalie, I think of just how incredible she was at connecting with others, regardless of who they were. And it's motivation to me to do the same, because in this world, the ability to come together and to share and be united is so crucial. And in my work every day, I try to channel that ability to bring people in and to show love first and to be connected as opposed to divided. And that is a tribute to Natalie Lewis.
Oh, thank you, Abe. How much it means to me that you spent all those formative years with Natalie, and now you are a witness to her incredible vibrancy and her love. How funny that he brought up our differences politically and religiously, but it didn't matter. There's so much we can all unite on. We should not look for the differences. Just look for everything that we have in common. And we had a sacred bond of people and love. It's important to be there for each other, to watch people grow, to invite them in. There's no greater use of our time than to be there and to encourage each other. Love and be loved. Love conquers all. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely, Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely, Trish. Be sure to listen to upcoming episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. Remember to live so your life is a gift to others.